giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Happy New Year from Soulful Valley. This year, we have two multi-author book collaborations launching in the spring. Entangled No More, Women Who Broke Free from Toxic Relationships, Building Their Own Empires, and the second book in the series, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine. If you're a holistic coach or healer and would love to become a best-selling author this spring, come over and connect with me at soulfulvalley.com for details on how to apply. Celia Louise is an author, energy healer, and the creator of the Champagne Chakra Coaching. She wrote the chapter Acknowledging Your Instincts in the international best-selling book Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations, published in 2021. The Champagne Chakra 30-Day Guided Journal Series, published in April 2022. The Champagne Chakra 30-Day Guided Journal Series was published in April 2022, and her newest book is The Champagne Chakra, 7 Steps to Elevate Your Energetic Frequency, and is set to be published on May the 8th, 2022. Celia loves to share the practices that radically reset her energy, joy, and confidence after a mid-career crisis. The unanswered ache in Celia's heart brought her to seek out energy healing and life coaching for herself. Now she helps others on the brink of a midlife crisis understand and connect to their powerful energy field using the elegant chakra system. She helps you clear your path back to your instinctive and intuitive wisdom so that you can create the life that you desire. That we live in a connected energy field has fascinated Celia since her days of teaching others to farm organically in Canada, California, and Indonesia. Her second career focused on international peace, human rights, and humanitarian aid in the conflict and post-conflict zones of El Salvador, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Rwanda, teaching her the truth of human resilience. She has owned 2 art studios, one in Manitoba and one on Vancouver Island, because the world is always a little better with a little art to play with. Celia has a master's degree in human security and peace building, and certifications in heart math, brain story, the emotion code, tantra, yoga, reiki, inner strength meditation for teens, instinctive meditation, and conscious reading. She shares her best practices so you can live and love your best life. Celia invites you to sign up to get notified when the Champagne Chakra 7 Steps to Elevate Your Energetic Frequency becomes available here. You can follow the link at www.celialouise.com/book launch.
Hi, and welcome to Evolving on Purpose, the Summit. My name is Celia Louise, and I wrote the chapter called Acknowledging Your Instincts. So what are instincts? Do you feel your instincts? Do you feel your intuition? Do you know when you're on the right path? Or do you feel like you've blocked them, or they've been blocked, or maybe you don't even have them? So much of the work I do is all around uncovering people's natural instincts and helping them to become more aware of the power that they hold within themselves. I remember being told myself years ago, the answers are all inside of you. And it didn't make sense to me back then because I couldn't find them. I remember saying, well, if they're inside of me, where are they? So let me walk you through some of the things that I do. One of the things that I love to practice with people is a process called the emotion code, where I remove trapped emotions in a person's physical or energetic body. And I do this energetically. So It's quite interesting how many trapped emotions that we actually can gather. And it really depends on how well you process your emotions. So whether you were raised in a family where emotions were able to be processed properly, where they were acknowledged, where you knew what they were, or whether you were raised in a family where you were told to go sit in your room until you calmed down, or, you know, come back when you've stopped crying, or don't cry about that, or big girls don't cry, or little boys don't cry. So much conditioning around emotions really smothers our instincts. It smothers our intuition, and it smothers our whole energy body. So a lot of the work that we must do if we want to evolve on purpose, which I'm assuming you want to do because you're here on this summit, and it's so fun to do it together, because really when one of us evolves, the others around us evolve with us. And I believe that's the point of being on the planet right now, is to evolve on purpose. So let's help each other. Let's raise each other's vibration, everybody's frequency. Everybody has an energetic frequency. And the low vibration frequencies really keep us from living the life that we want to live. So how alive do you feel? What's the emotion? What's the emotion frequency that you carry? You know, shame is the lowest emotion we carry, and I carried that for a long time. And then we can move up and feel, you know, okay. We just feel okay. That's kind of where we're on autopilot. What we really want to feel is joy. We want to feel more alive, that feeling where, oh, yes, everything's flowing. The waves of emotions can come over us, but they don't drown us. And so one of the ways we can do that is by getting in touch with our instincts. So let's explore some emotion problems. I have removed trapped emotions from people in their heart walls. One of the first places I go to in anybody that I work with is a heart wall. And quite often we've been hurt as children. And so we might have built up a little wall around a particular incident that happened to us or a person. And the older we get, we add emotions onto those. And so there might be several heart walls that a person might have with different people or different incidents in their life. And so then that's an energetic barrier. And physical pain can be caused by trapped emotions. So sometimes neck or shoulder alignments can quite easily be fixed by a simple removal of a trapped emotion. And you know, if you're female, let me just ask you this question. Do you run home and the first thing you need to do is go to the bathroom when you get home? And you're told as a female that, oh, that just happens as you age, or, oh, that just happens because you had kids. I have removed so many trapped emotions from women's bladders that now they come home and they don't, the first thing they think about is not the bathroom. So our trapped emotions can really affect our bodies, our minds in so many different ways. For a very long time, I carried a bowling ball of trapped emotions in my solar plexus. And it really started when I was younger, after I had been raped. And I thought that I had dealt with it by ignoring it. But really what I had done was just put a trapped emotion of or put a little ball of trapped emotions around myself. And as I grew older, as other things happened, that ball got bigger and bigger until it really felt like I had a bowling ball of hardness in my stomach. And I actually went to the doctor. I had it x-rayed. They couldn't find anything, but it hurt so badly. And it wasn't until I started doing energetic healing work that it uncovered, and it just sort of like one day it just went poof, and it was gone. And I felt 10 pounds lighter and the pain in my stomach was gone. And so I really want everybody to be aware how much our emotions affect us. And so when we're clogged up like that, we can't feel our instincts. And we get unhappier and unhappier and unhappier until one day we wake up and go, well, what are we doing? Like, I'm either got to leave this job or I got to leave this marriage. I have to do something to change. So what we really need to do is to uncover and get to the root of the issue, because changing the things on the outside never really fix what's wrong on the inside. So one of the first things that I notice when I work with people is their breath. And I always check that out when I meet people. How deep do you breathe? I know you're breathing because you're here with me, but how deep do you breathe? Most people breathe to about here. Just try it. In and out. So you've probably breathed to about here. I want you to breathe fuller and see if you can get your diaphragm completely expanded and your rib cage expanded. And then exhale. So inhale and try to go for three, a count of three. Go. So three in, three breaths, or three, a count of three on the inhale and a count of three on the exhale. That's a really good way of starting to get connected to your body again. So what we really want to do is connect our body and our mind with our heart. And the heart is that all-important bridge between our body and our mind. So those need to be connected so that we can feel the instinct, so that we can feel the impulses that the universe is always sending us. And so getting your breath is one of the things that you can do at home on your own. It's a practice that I encourage all of my clients to do, is to just start to breathe. So breathing in to a count of three and out to a count of three will give you a really nice breath cycle. And once you practice it, you'll realize, oh yeah, things are feeling a little bit better. And one of the reasons it feels better when you have a breath cycle like that is that you're invigorating something called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is a bidirectional nerve that runs from the brain to the perineum and back up again. And it's just like got thousands of millions of little nerve endings all throughout your gut and down in your belly, along your neck, all these nerve endings. And these are your little sensory perceptors. And people who are unhealthy or have heart problems, they often have very poor vagal tone. And what I love is the vagus nerve runs along the energy channel of the chakra system. So they're both really interconnected. And that's where a lot of my work is focused on, is the health of the vagus nerve and the health of the energetic channel. So they go up, they really start at your perineum and they go up the center of your body and up to the crown of your head. So breathing is the very first thing that you do when you come into this world. And the last thing you do when you leave your body. But how well are you breathing? So practice that. Practice breathing. Every time you breathe, breathe in for three and out for three, and fill your sides, like fill the breath out to the sides. Feel that rib cage expanding and your belly expanding. Use your diaphragm, that muscle, man, it's just not that strong in a lot of people. And so that's the biggest thing that you can do on your own. The other thing that you can do is to sort of notice, what kind of trapped emotions do I have that might be blocking me from my own instincts, that might be keeping me on autopilot instead of alive where I want to be? What exactly have I been ignoring? Where can I forgive myself? Where can I give myself some grace? What can I release? You know, forgiveness and gratitude is a really great activity to do on your own as well, just to get through some of the things that we've gone through in our life, because the only person that we can change is ourselves. We can't change anybody or anything else. We can only change ourselves. So starting with those two things are really the key to opening yourself up to your instincts. And your instincts, your intuition will really guide you to where you want to be in life. Because so many people that I work with, they're happy on the outside, unhappy on the inside, because they don't have clarity on what they really want to be doing. So, you know, ask yourself, what keeps you awake at 2 a.m.? Where are you now and where do you want to be? And what do you need to know to get you to that next phase? For me, I just didn't have enough information. So the energy body, it's really the key to creating the connection to your instincts and your intuition so that you actually hear the messages from your soul. My Tantra teacher used to say, I can hear people's souls screaming, let me out, let me out. And it's true. We keep, because of our heart walls, we keep our deepest desires locked up inside of our hearts. And the biggest regret at the end of the life is that we didn't do what we really wanted to do. We did what others wanted us to do, or what we believed others wanted us to do. So to get yourself into a space where you are living your authentic life and you are in your full aligned energy, that's the biggest gift you can give yourself. So the other thing that keeps your energy blocked, besides how you breathe and the emotions that are trapped in you, are the beliefs that limit you. So the beliefs that you were raised in, the beliefs of your friends, of your family, of the school that you went to, the church that you went to, all of those things add up and they give you the lens that you see your life through. So what you really need to look at is what beliefs do I have now that are true and what are not true? And just make a list of beliefs that you have and question, are they true? Are they not true? And you will find that many of the beliefs that you have are actually not true. They're just things that are inside of you. They're things that came from other people, were placed in you when you were very young. I always like to say up until we're about 7 years old, we're like little sponges and everything that comes in, especially from our family, just gets locked in there. And even if we walk away from situations or we think we're different, quite often what's blocking our instincts is a limiting belief that we're not even aware we hold. Well, that was the case with me. I had a lot of limiting beliefs about my own abilities, about the abilities and capabilities of what a human could even like be, do, or have in life. And so when we release those and we reconnect to source, we reconnect to the magic that we really all are. So it's quite a beautiful journey. And, you know, we start at the root chakra. The root chakra is all about the awareness and perception. It's like your survival pattern, your family, your home, financial things. Those are all issues that start at your root chakra. So just becoming aware of those patterns, those energetic patterns that you hold, and what your life perception is because of all that happened in your childhood. And it's not to say that it's right or wrong, it just is. And to become aware of it and the lens that you perceive your life through is the first step in shifting this beautiful energetic channel that you have. And then we move up into the sacral chakra. And I love to call this chakra the chakra of wonder and delight. How much wonder and delight do you invite into your life? How much wonder and delight do you engage in on a regular basis? Or is it just something that was in the past or occasionally? You know, when was the last time you tried something new? So creativity, is not just for artists. Creativity is for everybody. We create our lives, and it's that sacral chakra energy that we create it through. And then there's the solar plexus. And that's where I had my lovely bowling ball of trapped emotions. That's where your instincts really are, because your vagus nerve has so many nerve endings in that area. And it's your heart is sending more messages to your brain via that vagus nerve, which is then sending them back down to your gut, then your brain sends to your heart. So you have to really pay attention to that gut feeling. So your instincts are there, and how you use your imagination to create your life. These three lower chakras are the most important chakras to really get to know and to get a handle on how you move your energy through them. And I always like to say that as women, especially, we often carry our extra weight around our bellies. And those are very protective things that we're doing. We're protecting our energy, we're protecting ourselves, and a lot of weight issues can actually be released when we release the trapped emotions that we're holding on to. And once we work through those lower three chakras, which are really important, I don't know anybody who doesn't have issues in their lower three chakras. But then we move up to the chakra in the heart, the chakra of love and joy. And this chakra is your bridge. It's your bridge between your lower chakras and your higher chakras. And it's essential to allow it to open up to love and to joy, to give yourself that permission to feel exactly what you want to feel in this life, to give yourself that permission to let your soul come out and live. It's like hanging out in your heart, but your mind is keeping it down. So we work through the heart, get rid of some heart walls, to allow more joy and more love in. Because really, life is all about choosing to live from the energy of love. And when we're not living from the energy of love, we're living from the energy of fear. Really, there's only, you know, two sources. Well, there's source energy, which is love, and then there's no energy, which is fear. And too many of us get stuck in that pattern. So bringing yourself back to source energy, to the energy of the planet, of the universe, which is love, is how you really open up and elevate. So we have to engage our body in those lower chakras, and then we expand our heart chakra, and then we elevate at our next three chakras. So our throat chakra, it's all about permission and expression. Give yourself permission to be you, permission to express yourself gracefully, to say what you really want to say instead of what you're used to saying, instead of saying something and then regretting it later. Giving yourself what I like to call the power of the pause, time to reflect before you speak. The throat chakra is really important, and it is, you know, it's so close to the lower chakras and is very connected to the lower chakras. What happens in the lower chakras reflects how we the language we live our life through. And then we go up into our third eye chakra, which is all about the intuition and the curiosity that we bring to life, and connecting to the wider sources of information that are available to us through our third eye, through our intuition. And when we really get, so we're working our way up the chakra system and we're cleaning everything out. I like to say, you know, you've got to clean your energy every day, just like you brush your teeth. So we're up to the third eye chakra. And then we've got a beautiful crown chakra, which connects us to the wisdom and to everybody else on the planet. You and I are connected. We're all connected energetically. I can do energy work on you no matter where you are on the planet, because that is how connected we all are. So what I'd like to invite you to do is to just reimagine yourself as not just a physical body, but a physical body and an energetic body. A whole beautiful system that works together. You know, we can't just work on one thing, mindset or you know, sexuality. Those on their own are important practices, but what I like to teach is something that's completely holistic, and we clear at each level. So every chakra gets cleared out, and we deal with all of the blocks that a person has so that everything becomes in harmony. I really like to work around harmony rather than balance, because we're like an instrument. It's a fine-tuned instrument. And to tune our own instrument, to tune our energy, is such a gift. So I'm going to give you a quick little practice before I finish off here. And it's something I like to call the secret squeeze. So this is the start of connecting your energy system with your vagus nerve. That's that whole central channel. So this is a practice from Tantra, and it's a very light, gentle squeeze at the perineum and then moving up. So it's a gentle squeeze at the perineum. You're squeezing your lower pelvic muscles in women and men. Women may know the feeling as like a something called a Kegel, but it's softer and more sensual than that. And so you squeeze on, and then breathe in, squeeze, breathe in, and you're moving energy up. So you want to squeeze on the inhale and release on the exhale. Squeeze on the inhale and release on the exhale. And I want you to just practice that as you breathe. So it's, again, back to that count of three breathing. So we're breathing and squeezing to the count of three, and then we're releasing everything and breathing out to the count of three. And that will start to move your energy from your perineum up this energy channel. It'll touch your vagus nerve, and eventually you should be able to feel it in your third eye. This is a form of meditation that I do every single morning. So I teach all of my clients this, and it will move your energy. It will clean your energy. I like to tell you it's like brushing your teeth, except it's cleaning your energy. So yeah, it's a, and I call it the secret squeeze. In yoga, it's called Mula Bandha, but we start with a very a light, sensual squeeze at the perineum and move it up to three and then release to three. And just practice that and have a little fun with it. It feels good. It's moving your energy from that very base, that place where life is created in all of us, men and women. That is where our life force energy is. And we're taught how to exercise everything else. We're taught how to exercise our outside muscles. We're taught how to exercise our brain, how to do things like that. But those inside muscles in the perineum and lower pelvis, the seat of your most creative life force energy, needs to be engaged with. And that's what I like to talk about, is we engage those lower chakras. So practice that and let me know how that feels for you, if you can start to feel it. And if you've been unable to get the squeeze, just remember that this is a practice. This is not, don't be frustrated at first. When I first started doing it, I'm like, oh, I'm not sure what this is. But the longer I did it, the more connected I got to it. And now it's this thing that I can do quickly, and it will instantly shoot energy from my perineum up to my third eye. And it really, it quiets my brain, it calms my body. And it just, as one of my clients said once, a male client, he said, you know, it made it feel like all of those parts of me that I had left all over the place were coming back home. It's the base energy connector that you can start with. And that's what I really want you to know, is that you have the power to connect to your body, to your heart, to your mind, so that you can listen to your instincts, you can hear your intuition, and that you'll know you're on the right path, and that it's a path of joy, a path of feeling more alive, of getting rid of all the gunk that might be keeping you sad or unhappy, in a place where you don't want to be. You know, a lot of the people I work with are people in transition, people who are someplace they don't want to be, and they want to be here, and they just need a little extra guidance. So if you feel called to work with me, I would love to work with you. I'm so grateful that we've had this time together, and I really hope that this information has helped you, and I look forward to connecting with you. My website is celialouise.com. You can go there for information, sign up for my free download, or send me a little note and let me know how you'd like to work with me. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of the summit. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.